Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society special edition. Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales is here. The flood waters are rising. The great eastern brown snake and the eastern brown snake are swimming very swiftly across the flood waters. It's nighttime. It's dark. You're frightened. The next day, there is a moment where you can make friends with the European magpie that has transferred itself to Australia. Jeremy, over these last weeks, has led us to believe that the magpie spends his or her day waiting for a victim, somebody who's not wearing a bicycle helmet, swooping down and attacking the head. Or last week, Jeremy reported that the magpies, frustrated with so many people wearing bicycle helmets, are now attacking cars, vehicles at intersections. But it turns out, and this is the positive news, everything in Australia that is a creature is trying to kill you, except you can use diplomacy. Jeremy, how do you make friends with a magpie so you won't be attacked?
This is a great story, John, and this is a reality we face here in Australia. Magpies do have a heart, and it's just one of these creatures that it's almost a transactional relationship is required. So the best way to make friends with a magpie, John, is, I guess, like with a lot of other creatures, including us humans, is through the stomach. So one of the best ways to really get on a magpie's side is to feed them. So if you have a magpie family around your home, and I mean, I certainly have one here, you know, give them little tidbits. We give them a little bit of bread. They've graduated from the bread because they, I guess, got used to it. So we now give them dog biscuits as well. But if you can feed them and show them that you're actually on their side, you're somebody who can provide for them, they will start to befriend you, but it doesn't happen instantly. And this is the big thing we have to say here, John. So if you've got a swooping magpie, you can't just suddenly offer it food and it's going to go away. It'll still swoop you for a few days. But, you know, start to give it a bit of food. But then, you know, give it a bit of water too, because magpies here in the hot Australian summer, they start to get thirsty and they need to find a quick water source. And the good thing about the magpie, and I think this is where it differentiates it from other bird species and why you can make friends basically with the food, the water, and just by the kind nature, is they do remember. They remember faces very, very well. And I have seen this in my time in Australia and growing up, that the magpies sometimes will attack one person and then leave the next person alone because they know, they remember the next person was actually friendly to them. So a good kind heart, John, good food, you know, a bit of water will actually get through to a magpie. And the great thing is, and I don't think we've spoken about this too, but generations of magpies will remember you. So what happens is when the magpies have their babies, have their young, the family will normally come and visit basically you once they've had their nesting season, and they'll bring the children, and the children will come to know you as well. So when I was living in Adelaide, I grew up near a national park over 20 years. And through that, almost the whole time of my childhood and young adulthood, we had a family of magpies that every season would bring their children, and the next generation would come to know us, and we would just continue through. So I was never swooped, even though I live probably in one of the highest danger zones in South Australia, because genuinely, you just make friends with magpies. And I think that's, if you live in a bad area, John, here in Australia, it's almost a necessity.
What do you feed a magpie? There are suggestions here from ABC Radio Brisbane. One young woman says, my grandmother has been buying mints to feed the birds for over 50 years, generation upon generation, just as Jeremy said, come to visit her. Another, Peter, mealworms, crickets, and even bananas. Another, Rachel, shredded cheese seems to work for a little treat. Gary says, I feed them prime mints, cheese, crushed almonds, crushed good quality dry dog food. And Thomas says, they love peanuts. I've got six that turn up every morning. Oh, great. They're addicted to peanuts. Okay, fine. Jenny says, a friend feeds her magpie sliced raw steak, so it's long like a worm. The bad news, according to those who feed magpies, is that treats magpies we give magpies have the potential to harm them and kill their young. So raw meat, cheese, and bread are off the menu. That's the recommendation from this source. Jeremy, you seem to be safe with dog food, with dog biscuits. That seems to be an accepted form. Have you ever tried peanuts, Jeremy?
Oh, funny you should mention that. Yes, and they also like we broke up some almonds once as well. We just made it small for them, and they loved them too. So peanuts, almonds. What else have we given? Oh, pine nuts. They love pine nuts too. So we've experimented with our families, and luckily, touch wood, they haven't died from it. It is, yeah. The dog. I think the dog food is their favorite by far, and it's because I guess it has a lot of different tastes. It has a lot of nutrients in it. And they just can't get enough of the dog biscuits. So it looks like I'm doing the right thing, hopefully, to our magpies.
You are. These are corvids. You notice Jeremy has a tendency to ascribe a lot of intelligence to snakes and birds. Well, he's wise to do it because they know what they're doing. These are corvids, the smartest of all birds, we're told. I have corvids here on the farm, a crow family. There's Grandfather Crow who wakes everybody up in the morning. And they fly over, they crisscross the sky. Sometimes I can hear them gathering in the next or two houses down for their morning festivities. And I've never tried to befriend them. I'm certainly not hostile to them. And I don't think we have anything to feed them. However, Jeremy, crows can live up to 50 years. I'm going to guess that so can magpies. These are long-living birds.
That's right, John. They live, I believe it's around 10 to 15 years. So it's not quite the 50, but certainly you get many generations of magpies then coming to visit you. So at one point in Adelaide, we had 6 magpies that were regularly turning up. So you can imagine how much food we go through or went through then. And then here as well, we have about 5 that will come through. We have 2 families that roll around the neighborhood. So sometimes one family will visit, the other family will come the next day, so they kind of share the love. But it's one of those things that if you do show them love, they do tend to continue to come back, and they'll come back for many, many years.
Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, the diplomat when it comes to magpies. Now we go to a puzzle. This is a puzzle I'm trying to figure out as I'm trying to learn the game of cricket. The Australian team was triumphant last summer at Ashes, swept the English. And now, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.